Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. Episode 26 for June 26th, 2007. FOL. Net at Night is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit audible.com/twit.
It's 1600 on the Pacific Coast, 1900 East Coast time, 2400 midnight, I guess you call it, Greenwich Mean Time. From California, I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Canada.
And you're crazy. This is wild. I know you can't hear it. I'll turn it up for you a little bit. This is the Gnarls Barkley song Crazy played on the theremin. Is that wild? And they're going crazy in the talk show, by the way, because apparently it's just at the right pitch to sound like human beings screaming or something like that. It's not a good sound on the talk show phone bridge, I guess.
So they're not liking us right now, Leo.
No. Taylor, I think, said, "Is somebody dying in there? Are you killing goats? Oh, no. What's going on?" No, it's just the theremin. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it's very cool. I saw this on Boing Boing, and it's off of the laughingsquid.com website, which is a great website. And you were mentioning, you know, the guy who runs it, possibly?
Yeah, Scott Beal. But I think he's just linking over to the Ether and Ether experiment. And this is a YouTube video.
They're all linking to each other.
Yeah. Project Pimento will be performing at Laughing Squid. But that's a theremin band. Oh, I guess that's why I put it in there. Laughing Squid's having a party, which I hope. Well, see, you're going to miss it. July 28th in San Francisco. And the Project Pimento will be playing the theremin at this party.
I think I need to quit my job, Leo.
You're missing all the good parties.
I'm missing lots of things.
Isn't that the frustration, though, I have to say, of being a working stiff, is you miss all the good parties.
It's not just that. I think you also lose a lot of your independence because, you know, in our jobs, well, I mean, not so much on daily news, but you can kind of work from anywhere. If you have your laptop,
right,
you're going to be answering emails, you can be online. I can be doing Net at Night wherever I am. And I've done it from Florida to PEI to Banff, anywhere. And I think, you know, there's something liberating about that lifestyle that.
I love it. But, you know, you're 20 years younger than me. I mean, you have to work your way up to it. You can't expect to just waltz right in and get to do it any old way you want. You've got to pay your dues, young lady.
How many more years, Leo? How many more years?
People hate it when I say that. But it took me a long time. But, you know, I still have to go to Vancouver 1 week a month. Not have to is the wrong phrase because I love doing it. But everything else I can do, including the radio show, which I do every weekend, and the podcast, I do a dozen a week, I just do from here or anywhere I want. And it really is a nice feeling. I think that's the modern age.
I think it is, too. I think that, at least with most of my friends who I know work in the tech industry, they're kind of ready to work from anywhere. They can go to conferences. They can stay an extra couple of days if they want to.
They're
so they just have more freedom. I know.
You know when you got the bug? I know when you got the bug, when you were in Banff and Chris Krug and Megan Cole and you guys were just partying and you didn't want to go. You didn't want to go back. I know you didn't.
I didn't want to go back. I was very happy in Banff. I was trying to figure out how I could stay any longer, and there was no way because I knew that the 6 o'clock news was still going to happen the next day, and
there's
I had to be
news.
There.
There's
so
always news.
There was no escape. But you're right. It was definitely a few days out in Banff with a bunch of people who are very cool people, and you realize they have lots of freedom to be able to kind of do what they want to do, but also work hard. And that's when the bug hit me a little bit. And it's summertime as well, so you know.
You don't want to give people too much freedom because then they realize that work sucks, basically, and they stop working. So we have to keep your nose to the grindstone so you won't get that impression.
That's the thing. Well, even though when I was doing Call for Help and at G4 Tech TV in Canada, even with our schedule, the
you
way that we
your
had
butt
one,
off.
I did, but I had a lot of flexibility to work from home. Right. So we were in the studio 1 week a month, and you know, you're kind of stuck there. But then the rest of the time, there was a little more freedom and flexibility. So that was a good schedule as well.
I should mention, we had a guest scheduled for today, Mark Cantor, who is a fascinating guy. He started what was the precursor to Macro Media. It was called Macro Mind. And is now working on something called the People Aggregator. He's big into social networks, but he's also big into what we were just talking about. He's spending the summer in Trieste, Italy.
Oh.
And we thought we would have him because he's in London right now for a conference, and we thought we'd be able to get him on via Skype, but it turns out that the internet cafe he was counting on closes at midnight, and so they're not, or actually closes at 11, so he couldn't do it. So we will get Mark on at another time because he is a fascinating guy. I mean, just really, really interesting guy.
Yeah, I met him at VloggerCon last June, and he was hanging out there with Dave Weiner, I think.
Yes.
And
There's a Facebook group which I have joined for over 30. I guess you just barely squeak in, but over 30 netizens. I hope I haven't given anything away there by saying that. She's 30 in one day. But anyway, that's mean, isn't it, to say that? Your birthday is coming up, isn't it? It's in 3 days.
No, I've actually changed my birthday. I don't know if you know.
Oh, no. Tell me about that.
It's delayed.
As long as possible. You're so young. You don't have to worry about it. Amber's celebrating. I don't know what. Is it your 31st, 32nd birthday in a few days? Depends on whether you read Wikipedia or not.
Yes. You can find everything out on Wikipedia.
I put my birthday. I put it out. Everybody knows I'm an old guy.
You're not old, Leo.
I'm ancient. No, anyway, I'm a member of a Facebook group called it's basically Net Old Timers. The name they give it is let me see if I can find it here. Net Natives of Old. And Dave Weiner's on that group, and so is Mark Cantor. It's all the old folks who've been around for a little while. We've seen it all. A group for those yearning, still above 30, but still yearning to make a difference to Web 2.0 and beyond.
It sounds like you're all dying, Leo.
I love the internet. We didn't have it when we were young. So we're just kind of digging it. We're grooving on it. And you know what's interesting? And all my Facebook friends are old farts, basically. And it's kind of funny to see, except for you. There are a few young ones like you. But it's kind of funny to see how the old folks are taken to this. Jeff Jarvis and a lot of guys who've been around a while. And we love it. Dave Weiner. I think it's really cool.
I think it's really cool, too. And Will Pate, who I do Command N with, his dad is on Facebook, which is kind of fun. And I think if I got my mom an account on Facebook, because both my brother and I are on Facebook as well, I know that she would love it.
She would
love it.
Because it's about connections. It's about your friends and hanging out together. And what's nice, I have a kind of a mix. I've got, you know, Dick DiBartolo and Cory Doctorow and, you know, a few older folks, even that, Stu Gaines and stuff. But there's also a lot of the younger, new generation of up-and-coming people like you and Veronica Belmont. And so it's kind of a fun mix. You know who's my Facebook friend? Aaron Barbarian of Barbarian Steakhouse in Toronto. That's the other thing. You make friends with people, and then maybe you get free steak.
Leo, that's a good deal. Well, since you aren't in Toronto anymore, you should just pass that right around.
It's going to be a fairly expensive steak since I have to fly to Toronto to get it.
I know. We were supposed to go there. We never made it there.
It's a great restaurant. Well, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've been there a couple of times. You know who took me is John Donaby from CFRB. He'll take you there.
Yeah, we were supposed to go out to dinner, too. I got to bug him. Maybe we'll go there in your honor, and we'll call
Aaron
you.
Aaron will say hi. Make sure you say hi, because Aaron is a huge fan, I know, of yours. Anyway, I just think it's kind of interesting to make these friends online, and it's a mixed bag. But, you know, it's funny. I mean, my daughter, who, of course, is a big Facebook fan, too. You call it Crackbook, don't you?
Crackbook, yeah.
My daughter will not be my friend. She doesn't like the idea that I'm around, and she won't be my friend. And I noticed that Jeff Jarvis, who is just a great blogger, and he started Entertainment Weekly. He's been around. He's an old media guy. And his son is a Facebook developer. He's a high school kid. Jake Jarvis. And so I said, well, would you develop, because I want to have a Twit application for Facebook. And so I asked Jeff if he'd ask his son if he'd develop, because he's doing some applications, if he'd develop a Twit thing for him. And Jeff said, well, you can ask him yourself. He's on my friends list. And I looked, and he sure is not on your friends list, Jeff. He's your son. He's not on your friends list.
Oh, that's funny.
And I think that there is probably a natural boundary between parents and kids on Facebook. It's a little too much, a little too intimate.
A little too, yeah, because you never know who's going to be writing what on whose wall. That's the problem.
Next week on the show, we're going to talk about page flakes, which is one of, you, I think, introduced me to page flakes. It's one of many of these new Ajax start pages. And the CEO of PageFlakes is going to join us, Dan Cohen. He actually was at Google IG and really made that the Ajax start page to go with. And PageFlakes, which is like NetVibes, I think PageFlakes and NetVibes and ProtoPage are my three favorite. And you've introduced me to all three of those.
Yeah, I remember. I did a lot of segments on them, personalized homepages.
Yeah. What do you use these days?
I'm using Google IG. Or everything funny? I have now is Google. It's just been a gradual progression to actually getting everything on Google. I never planned it this way. It just naturally happened. They took over my life.
Me too. I'm an IG user. That's my front page because I have a Jaiku. Is there a Facebook client for that? I bet there is. I should look and see.
You would be the guy who knows.
Then I would. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to know about Facebook? I'm the guy to ask.
I know you're an expert. You're like the two-week-old expert.
You could do, exactly. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Facebook gadget. Yeah, there you go. Well, there's quite a few. Let's see. I think I'll install the Facebook gadget. There we go. So that's how easy it is. Anyway, PageFlakes is like that. It's very easy to make your homepage be really customized and neat and useful.
Well, that'll be good to have them on. Is that July 1st?
Yes, it is. Are you around?
I am. I will be on Prince Edward Island, but I will be able to do the show. It's okay. It's Canada Day there. So the only thing I will say is we'll have to perhaps play O Canada, if that's cool with everyone.
I can do that.
Yeah?
Henry did a report on Canada for his sixth grade, and he learned to play O Canada on the electric guitar. So maybe I'll bring him in, and we'll have a rockin' O Canada.
That would be awesome. We could have our own little O Canada Net at Night party.
Oh, awesome.
We need fireworks, though.
There's actually, I think, a very good O Canada on YouTube.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you play it on the ukulele?
Everything's on YouTube. I will learn it.
Okay.
How about that? You know what's kind of cool is that you can now get YouTube on Apple TV. And so you can watch all of these on Apple TV, which is really fun.
Yeah, I heard you're watching a certain...
you've been reading my Facebook. You see, that's only for friends. Oh, don't say anything. Yeah, Dick in a Box.
Sorry.
It's a Saturday Night Live thing.
I heard you watched it four times.
Isn't
that's
it
what
funny?
Facebook
have
said.
You seen it?
I sure have. It is hilarious.
It's one of the funniest things.
Hilarious.
You know who loves it? Jennifer loves it. So I put it. Yeah. I said, Jennifer, and you know I'm watching it on a 50-inch HD TV.
Oh, my God. How does it look, Leo?
Not so good. And the lip sync isn't great. But, you know, that's what they're going to do on the iPhone. They've also announced that there will be a YouTube button on the iPhone, and they're re-encoding them for the iPhone.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm wondering if maybe there'll be a better-looking version available that maybe the Apple TV could use.
Hmm.
Franklin Harris, who you know, of course, hacked the Apple TV on the lab, and he showed me how to do it. So I'm going to do that this week. That's my one of my projects for this week is to hack it. And one of the things you add is YouTube. I won't need that, but there are other things you can put on there.
Ooh, cool.
I want to watch. I can watch Command N on my Apple TV. Can I?
Yeah.
I just subscribe to it. And do you do an Apple TV version?
Not specific for Apple TV, but I know with Web Nation, I think now we have a really good looking widescreen.
Do an HD. Version. Yeah. You should do a high quality version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
There's so many versions. So, Leo, I know we have a bunch of links to talk about, and then we're going to take calls. But
Before we do that, I would like to play something. This is just for you, just to get you in the mood here. Wait a minute. You're going to love this. This is the way to start the show, if you ask me. From now on, we start the show with this. It'll start in a second. You like that?
Nice.
Is that
I like
what,
it.
Is that what you're talking about? We'll play.
Yeah, we got. Let's play the whole thing next weekend. I'm sure lots of over people on Talk Show will stay on for the entire hour.
And over and over and over.
Over
again.
And over.
Do we have some? Do we have some links that we want to mention on the show today, or should we just? You know what? Somebody emailed me and said, you know, I don't. I think you should stop having guests and just you and Amber chat the whole time on Net at Night.
Because we love talking. That's the problem.
It's Leo. Easy.
It's Look easy. I did. I sent you a bunch of links. Did you get them?
I got
no?
them. I got them.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You know, I do. It's kind of fun for us because we don't get to see each other very much anymore. And so this gives us a chance to catch up and talk and exchange all these things we've been looking at all week. So,
and that's really useful to me because, frankly, and it really is why I started the podcasts, the Netcast Network, because I after we did, you know, and you had this experience, I'm sure, when you left Tech TV. It was a really great collegial thing where you have all these geeks around you and you can always trade stuff back and forth and you get used to having them there all the time and you miss it when they're all distributed. So that's really what Twit's all about, is us getting together and talking about our links and our what's going on the net and what's going on in the world
and catching up. Yes. Yeah, so I did send you some links. Now, one of the first links that I sent you is about Revision 3 raising $8 million from Greylock.
Now, that's Mike Arrington, and it's not confirmed yet by Revision 3, but Mike's usually got a pretty good handle on what's going on.
He sure doesn't. We were trying to get him on, so if he responds to your little Skype message, he'll come on maybe and talk about it.
I have asked him to join us, yeah.
Yeah, but so they had initially received $1 million from Greylock, so I don't know what their plans are to just keep building out shows, I guess.
Jay Adelson was at the Foo conference. You know, the original, you know, the bar camps are all kind of a takeoff on Foo, which
yep.
is the Friends of O'Reilly meeting, which is going on right now, just a few miles. I am bitter. Just a few miles away in my county.
What?
The Friends of O'Reilly. Did they invite me? No. Tim O'Reilly is a Facebook friend, but he didn't invite me to his conference. Anyway, yeah, all my friends, that's where they are, except for you. You and me,
Leo.
We're left out in the cold. Anyway, I'm not bitter. Larry Page arrived in a helicopter. Did you see that? Larry Page arrives in his personal helicopter. Everybody else drives up. They're camping. They're not bathing. It's, you know, it's rough and tumble, but no, Larry Page, the founder of Google, he can't do that. He's got to come up in the helicopter. I saw it go over and I shook my fist at it.
Did you?
I hate you, Larry Page! Tell O'Reilly he's on my list!
You should remove O'Reilly from your Facebook account.
Oh,
it's
wait
very
a minute.
Simple.
I can revenge myself.
Yeah, delete him.
Awesome. You're so brilliant, Amber MacArthur. You're good at revenge. Anyway, the reason I brought that up, I've lost track now.
Revision 3.
Revision 3, because Jay Adelson is there, the CEO of Dig and Revision 3. Revision 3 is the parent company of Dig, but the money went to Revision 3, the TV network, not to Dig. Mm-hmm. Dig has plenty of money. And the question that's been kind of batting about, and I think Mike raises this, is does Jay Adelson stay, is he going to stay and run both, or is he going to move over to Dig, and are they going to bring in a CEO? Maybe that's what this money is all about, to bring in a CEO for Revision 3, because they really want to push the IPTV. Now, I've seen another counter theory that says, no, Jay's going to give up Dig. And I have to say, this is according to the presentation he gave it Foo, and I've seen some notes, and just in general what he's been doing, I think he's more excited at certainly South by Southwest. I think he's more excited by Revision 3. I think they're going to make a big IPTV play, and that's what this money is all about.
I could see them doing that.
Kevin will be back
at shows.
Yeah, they do. They have great stuff. They have Burt Monroy with Pixel Perfect. Burt was one of the stars of the Screensavers. I mean, he was so great. They've got Dig Nation, which is their big show. Mm-hmm. System, The Broken, I think, is even back. And, of course, they've got In Digital, which is a gadget show with Will Stryker. No, that's not his name. Wesley Stryker. Will Wheaton. He hates it when you call him Wesley Stryker. He hates that. I am not Spock. I am not Wesley Stryker. And of course, Jessica is on that, and not Simpson, Jessica Corbin.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Anyway, but now they have a lot of shows. They have dozens of shows. Martin's got a couple of shows. Martin Sargent. These are all old Screensavers folks. And so it's interesting. I mean, I think that's an interesting play. Another one I'm completely left out of.
Leo,
am I bitter? I'm sounding bitter. I'm a bitter old man, but at least I have my Facebook friends.
Leo, just because you're not at the giant hippie camp party with the founder of Google, and just because you didn't get $8 million in financing for Twit, it doesn't mean you should be bitter.
Make me cry. You want to know what else? I added, there's more. I added Steve Chen on Facebook. Remember I told you that? And he made me a top friend?
Yeah.
Wrong Steve Chen.
No.
Some other guy named Steve Chen. I was all excited because I was his top friend. But no, it's not the Steve Chen, the founder of YouTube. It's just some guy.
Oh, you're having a terrible day.
A terrible day.
Leo, how did you find out that it wasn't the real Steve Chen?
Ben Gold told me. And I said, no, it's the real Steve Chen. And then he said, well, look, see, one of the things about Facebook that you know that they validate the organizations you're with because you have to have an email from that organization, right?
Yeah.
So he said the other Steve Chen, who by the way, is Ben Gold's friend.
And not yours?
The other Steve Chen has Google and YouTube as his, organization. So that's him. You're a friend of his. In fact, I added him, and I said I know him through you, so that's okay. And I killed the other Steve Chen. I bounced him, but I'm not on his top friends list. This is the worst show we've ever done. This is the whiny Leo show. I'm sorry. So you have a link?
Yeah, I have lots of links.
Yeah, I'm
I just
sorry.
Feel terrible.
I'm the whiny
anymore.
Leo show. Forget it. I'm
okay,
stopping.
Okay, let's take it to in a positive direction. Now, this is going to be kind of iPhone week mania, as you know.
I'm bitter about that.
Oh, no. Leo. Okay, well, I have a fun little link for us. If you decide not to go wait in line for the iPhone, and I'm scared to ask you if you're going or not because I feel like something bad's happening. But if you decide you don't want to wait in line for the iPhone in the U.S. and you want to get someone else to wait, I found this link online that says that there are waiters. These are people who will wait in line for you who are surfacing on Craigslist, and you can get them to wait for $250.
I will wait in line for you and buy an iPhone for $250, and then you have to give them $600 to buy the iPhone, and then they abscond.
Yes.
They get your $600 and your iPhone. Do you think you would trust this guy?
Your iPhone.
Are there bonded iPhone waiters? People who, they say in a bond with Lloyd's of London that say, you could trust them.
You're a tough cookie tonight, Leo.
No, Scott Bourne has already hired a bunch of them. Scott Bourne, who is the host of the Apple Phone Show at applephoneshow.com, and of course a member of MacBreak Weekly. I know you know Scott. He somehow, I don't know if I can credit this, he says that at the Apple Store in San Francisco has promised to hold 24 iPhones for him.
What?
Either they have so many they figure there's no way we're going to sell out. Or what? But they said they're going to hold 24, and he's going to buy 24. So I'm hoping I'll be on his gift list.
Well, Leo, just because of everything else that's happening today,
would you wait in line for me?
Depend on it.
Would you wait in line for me? No. See, you can now. I shouldn't complain because you don't even know if you'll be able to get the iPhone or when.
Yeah, I mean, I've read a couple of things online that it's supposed to be out in the fourth quarter, so at the end of the year in Canada, and it will be Rogers who will actually be supplying it. But it's interesting, there's a petition going on right now, an iPhone petition for Canadians, that is asking Rogers, when they come up with the iPhone, to not charge astronomical prices for bandwidth on the iPhone, because right now in Canada, if you have any sort of data package on your cell phone, it's actually quite expensive, and people are concerned that when the iPhone comes out, it won't even be feasible that you can do things like surf Google Maps and spend a lot of time on the iPhone because your data package will just be so expensive. It won't make any sense unless you've got loads of cash.
We're still waiting. We're still waiting to hear what it'll cost here in the States, and it may also be expensive here, although they say they will let us know before we get in line.
Oh, that's good. So, okay, Leo, I have other links, but are you going to wait in line on
I am. I'm trying to decide. I'm waiting for an invitation. sound like Eeyore. And then I asked Kevin Rose if I could hang out with him, and he said he'd get back to me, but it's been a week now, and I think he's putting me off. What do you think?
I think maybe
I don't
he
think
lost
he really,
your email?
He doesn't really want me to come out. They're going to be doing Dignation at the Palo. Actually, they're waiting to hear from Palo Alto. They need a shooting permit to shoot Dignation down there.
Oh, okay.
So I might go down there. But you know what? I think. And then Scott Bourne and the Mac Break team is going to have camera crews in San Francisco at the AT&T store and at the Apple store. And I want to see him get torn limb from limb by the crazed iPhone people in line when he walks out with a box, 24 boxes of iPhones in his arms. That'll be interesting video. That should be good.
Well, Leo, this is a good time for me to ask you. I'm inviting you to something.
Okay.
Okay. Don't get excited. But I was wondering if you would
I'll fly anywhere.
No, you don't have to go anywhere. Okay. All you have to do is get on Skype video.
Yes.
Next, probably Sunday or Monday, I wanted you to be a guest on Web Nation talk about the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I wear makeup?
You can wear makeup.
Oh,
you can wear a wig if you want.
Really? Definitely. Yes. And I'll have an iPhone by then. I can hold it up and talk about it.
That's why we want you to come on, and we want you to talk about your experience waiting in line and everything. So if that's cool with you.
Well, and then, you bet. And so now I have a reason to wait in line. The third choice, so that was Palo Alto or San Francisco, and then the third choice is I have an AT&T store just a mile from me in Petaluma, and I was thinking probably it'll be me and Dane waiting in line. There won't be anybody else there.
Awesome.
Right? Maybe Shuby will come up. So it'll be like the three of us. So
you should get Dane to go wait there for you and get you an iPhone.
I can't pay him $250 to wait. $500? He wants $500. Yeah, no, I don't. I think that I'll do the waiting myself. Now, this is okay. So here's what's going to happen. I've learned a lot, by the way, about what's going on from inside sources. At 4:30, the AT&T store closes. It's local time, by the way. At 6 o'clock, they reopen. I'm going to go there around 4 because you'll know if there's a line or not by then. I mean, if there's 100 people, I'm going to give up. Then I can drive to Palo Alto or San Francisco because they only have, I think, 20. By the way, also a special. Somebody told me in my chat room, and I know that's true. A special iPhone SIM chip. It will not be compatible with any other AT&T phone. And some people think, and I think this sounds right, that you will register the phone through iTunes. You know, you'll have to have an iTunes account, and it'll be locked into your machine and like that. So this will be very interesting. I have an AT&T account and an AT&T phone. So apparently I'll be able to extend my account for another 2 years and get an iPhone, but I won't be able to use my SIM chip. I'll have to get a whole new SIM chip. It's a special iPhone SIM chip.
Wow.
You know, as good as the iPhone is, it's not a big-ass table.
Isn't this fantastic?
Oh,
this is from
thing.
Brian from Command, and this is a really hilarious video that is mocking Microsoft Surface.
I'm going to play the whole darn thing. We played it on Twit. I'm going to play it again. I don't care.
Play it again. It's good.
It's so funny.
Your computer will be big-ass table.
I'll go at the beginning. Let's start at the beginning here.
One day, your computer will be a big-ass table with pictures of other people's kids all over it.
It's the original.
Actually playing with your kids, you could just look
Surface
at video of them playing by themselves.
Video from Microsoft with a new soundtrack.
And you'll smile knowing you've only paid $10,000 to do it. And if your mom has $10,000 laying around her house that she has nothing to do with, she can get one too. And then you can send her a postcard for free. That's the power of Microsoft Surface. Now consider this. Instead of using one of today's more popular compact devices to get directions to where you're going, why not use a device the size of a small car to do the same job? In the future, getting tanked with your friends is going to be a whole lot more fun because you'll be sitting at a table that makes something cool happen every time they bring you a drink, which you'll want to do over and over. Instead of interacting with actual human beings, you can just order your food right at your table. If you've still got any credit left on your card after you buy the table computer, why not think about a new phone or two phones? Because that's when you can do some really cool stuff. And remember all that money you spent on iTunes to get your favorite songs? Well, get ready to do it again, but this time for your new table computer. The future is here, and it's not an iPhone. It's a big-ass table. Take that, Apple.
SarcasticGamer.com.
SarcasticGamer.com gets credit for that. That's the best line ever. It's a big-ass table. Take that, Apple.
I know. It's a big-ass table. I love it. That is such a funny video. Oh, it's too good. Yeah, I have no interest in Surface. I don't know about you, Leo.
No. Not after I get an iPhone. Then maybe I'll want a big-ass table, too.
You probably will. We'll be sick of the iPhone in no time.
You know, a lot of people said when that Surface Video came out in Microsoft, it was about 2 weeks ago, made a big deal about this $10,000, you know, touchscreen table. A lot of people said this is to steal Apple's thunder a little bit for the iPhone. Maybe it was. But that video kind of, it shows them up for what it really is, which is not much.
And it's not, I mean, the problem with Surface, it's not out for such a long time. It's so expensive. Yeah. You know there's going to be major issues with it. It's going to be clunky. Like, even when I see the video, I mean, it looks very cool, but everything I find that Microsoft does, doesn't have that good user experience that you get from Apple. And I could just imagine it being a disaster.
Not that Apple is immune to the idea of overhyping anything.
No, you're right. But at least they do a better job, I think, on the UE side of things. So the whole, you know, simplicity of use,
right,
I think is much, much more refined on all Apple products versus Microsoft.
You saw, I'm sure, on Boing Boing, they switched the hand model on the iPhone.
No.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, on Apple's site, the iPhone site, the iPhone got smaller, and it turned out it wasn't really getting smaller, just the hand holding it got bigger. They got somebody with a bigger hand, so the iPhone looks smaller. It's very, if you go to boingboing.net, they've got side by side the original picture and the new picture. It's like they got Andre the Giant to hold the iPhone. It's small.
That is hilarious. So, Leo, I didn't send you this link, but I just have one other thing to talk about before
Sure.
we take some calls. I saw this on TechCrunch. And it's a posting that says, who will be the YouTube of live video? And it lists Stick'em.
Stick'em, which we're using right now, by the way.
Yep, what Blog TV.
Blog TV, I don't know that one.
Right. That's actually a Canadian company. Well,
I do know that.
Yes, yeah. You're kind of familiar. As far as I know, you can only stream live in Canada, which is ridiculous.
Right.
Mogulus, or? Yeah, I
Mogulus,
think that's the next one.
Yeah, yep.
Justin.tv and Ustream.
Definitely not Justin.tv.
I know.
Although they're making a play to that. They're trying to get... Did they ask you? They asked me to wear the camera.
No, but I think Justine is wearing the camera.
Justine's wearing it. Shuby works for them. Shuby's
really?
Taking a job with them, yeah. So he's like kind of saying, come on, wear the camera. Wear the camera. I think we might be wearing the camera in line for the iPhone. So you can watch my humiliation. When I
get
to the front of the line, they said, oh, sorry, we've sold the last one.
And then you'll be sad. Oh, sorry.
Hey, it's AT&T. They want to give you an iPhone.
I should have answered that,
Pick that up.
No.
Who knows who it is?
No, I just I went to pick it up, but I hit the wrong button. It happens to me sometimes.
I do that all the time.
Do you? I do that all the time, too.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button. That won't happen on an iPhone.
No, you got to get me an iPhone, Leo.
Okay. I could bring you one up.
That would be
fantastic.
It'd
probably work.
I would think so. You know what? I think Brian from Command, I think he might drive down to the States on Friday. He's been talking about it. So
that's a good idea. You should go down with him and do a show.
Yeah. I won't get a chance to go down, but I think he might go. But we still want you to come on Web Nation. So
I will deal. I will.
Okay,
I will absolutely.
Cool. Okay. So out of all these people who are doing live video on the internet,
out Ustream.tv. Did they mention them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the last one.
Yeah.
I'm getting you to make a bet so that I can harass you later.
Well, right now, I think Stick'em's absolutely got the inside track on all this. But Ustream has really impressed me lately. And, you know, we had Johnny and Brad on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about Ustream. They are really bending over backwards to make it be a good platform for producers. They've increased their bandwidth. It works very well now. They've got a new console for broadcasters that's just great. It allows you to even choose the frame rate and the quality of audio you want to send. So I think that this is going to be a very intense competition, and I wouldn't rule Ustream out. Mogulus, I'm not real familiar with, although they have a lot of buzz in the marketplace, so I'm not sure. And the Canadian, you know, the Blog TV, I think they rule themselves out by saying we're only going to do Canada. Now, did they mention Juiced? I guess Juiced is a closed platform, so.
Yeah, no, they don't mention it at all.
It really doesn't count because nobody's going to use
Juiced
to create TV.
I for some reason I'm gonna just make a little bet here on Net at Night just because it'll be fun.
Yeah, although there's no what you say. Yeah,
there's no money involved. I think Ustream will end up being.
I think
the most successful.
I think you might be right. I think they're not in the lead, but they're coming around the turn pretty fast.
Yeah.
This Mogulus is interesting. I'm trying to remember who it was turned me on to this. They suggested that I use this instead. And I think it's a good idea probably to try all of them, don't you think? They're based in New York, and they have private angel investors. So I don't know how much money they have. That's the other question. Now, the advantage Stickum has is it's been around a long time. It's a big, well-financed Japanese company. But that may be the disadvantage. They've been around a long time, and they haven't really taken off.
Do you think
even this will happen, that live streaming TV done by amateurs like you and me, well, I guess we don't count, but by amateurs has a future?
I think it does, and I think Justin.tv helped me to kind of realize that.
You loved that.
I did like it, but I think these types of things, they can't kind of last forever. They have to have a short lifespan, and there's got to be a reason. Like, let's say, for example, if someone was doing something all week where they were getting ready for the iPhone, and it was kind of like iPhone mania, and they were at every iPhone event. I think that type of thing is,
special occasions.
But I don't think it's something that, you know, people aren't going to sit there and just watch someone's life for weeks. And, you know, it's just a little boring. It gets boring.
It is a problem that Justin has. It's pretty mundane.
Yeah, and it's fun at first, but then there's got to be some other focus around it. You know, there's got to be, like, say, for example, there was, you know, a woman who was getting married in a month, and she put one of these webcams on, or one of the cameras on a hat, and you could see the last month before her wedding or something like that. That type of thing. I think you just need a bit of a theme, right?
I think that's what they're discovering in reality television, for sure. In fact, there's a new reality show that's about Canadians. Did you see this? Ice Road Truckers?
What?
Ice Road Truckers.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. I just downloaded the first episode. Apparently, I didn't know this, but there is a brief 12-week period in the winter when lakes have frozen sufficiently that you can drive big, heavy trucks up to the diamond mine in northern Canada, up in the Yukon. It's a billion-dollar diamond mine. And so these crazy guys, you can't drive the truck too fast, it'll go through the ice. You can't drive it too slow, it'll go through the ice. You got to, you know, you make a wrong turn, it'll go through the ice. But if you do it just right, there's a lot of money to be made bringing supplies up, hauling giant, I mean, these are 18-wheeler big rigs, giant trucks up to the mine. But it's got to be when it's frozen. It's only about 2 feet thick. It's not huge.
Yeah.
And so there's a reality show about this. And of course, that's compelling.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's got to be that type of thing, I think.
And this follows on the crab fisherman one. You probably will get these in a couple of years in Canada.
Great. I can't wait,
Leo. The half hour edited version.
Exactly. That'll be exciting.
By the way, I won't tell you what happens to Tony Soprano, because in a couple of years you're going to see the last episode.
You're so dead. Leo, by the way, I did a story on this, and I'm sure everybody has seen it. The spoof that Hillary Clinton did.
Yeah, on YouTube. It was well done.
It was really well done. Bill Clinton was hilarious in it too. It was very funny. I did a story about it last week, but I also saw that I think you had posted something on Facebook maybe, but
I did. I linked to it on Facebook. I put it on the profile, but I don't, you know, it's not really funny unless you've seen the last episode of The Sopranos.
Well, I hadn't seen The Sopranos, and I still found it kind of funny, I have to admit.
Oh, okay. If you see, it's an exact copy of the last episode down to... Yeah. Tony Soprano's daughter Meadow can't parallel park, and she keeps going back and forth. And of course, Chelsea, they do the same thing. Chelsea Clinton can't parallel park. It's very, you know, I don't want to do any spoilers here because it took me a long time. I just recently saw the last episode. I've been catching up. There's a lot of controversy going on, and there's some very interesting blogs about this last episode of The Sopranos with some interesting theories. I can't really talk about it without spoiling it for you, so I won't say anything. In a couple of years, when you've seen all the episodes,
you're so dead. You're lucky you're not close by.
No, they're airing in Canada. They've already aired in Canada.
It airs on the same day. I just didn't get a chance. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I just didn't get a chance to see it. But I did obviously see the Hillary Clinton video, and I'm totally horrified. And I don't know if anyone knows this, but okay, as you probably do know, Hillary Clinton has chosen a song, "You and I," from Celine Dion, to be her theme song.
I'm furious.
Terrible song.
Yes.
absolutely terrible. So she did the YouTube campaign where she asked people to help her pick a song, and she ends up choosing that song. Now, the worst thing about this, and I haven't seen it too many places in the U.S. media, is that that song was originally written for an Air Canada ad in, I think, 2000 or maybe 2004. Yes. So
it's a Canadian, an Air Canada ad. You might have seen this if you've been reading my Facebook profile. I actually wrote a little thing on this in my Facebook
profile.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that.
I talked about it. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, yeah, I was kind of disappointed about that. And then if anyone goes and searches for You and I by Celine Dion, and I actually don't recommend you necessarily listen to it with the audio up, but if you see it, you'll see that the video is in an airport, Terminal 1 in Toronto.
Yes.
And it's promoting
Air Canada.
In an indirect way, Canada and Air Canada. So
this is the Clinton campaign song?
Huge. I mean, it's no Journey, is it, Liam?
No. No, that was a good song. That was the last song also on The Sopranos. That's why they played that there. She'd think about a small town girl. Anyway. You know, there's their campaign song in, when did they run? Was it 92? Their campaign song was Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. I mean, it's a British group, but there are a couple of Americans in it, and it was an appropriate song.
Yes.
But this is the worst. Is Celine Dion? I'd play it, but Celine would sue my butt off.
No.
She's a vindictive.
Yeah. A what?
Nothing.
Okay, you cut out there.
Yes, I did. I got dumped today on the radio show for that word.
Are you serious?
We were a woman called in. Yeah, it was kind of interesting because I don't control the dump button. The board ops do in Los Angeles. It happened yesterday. A woman called in to talk about her podcast, The Hollywood Bitch. It's a dog training podcast. She's training bitches, female dogs, right? And nowadays in the U.S., it's such a the FCC. Nobody knows what the rules are. There's no list, and the FCC is handing out massive fines and it's like it's a crazy situation because you don't know what's okay. No one knows until the FCC tells you that wasn't okay and give us $100,000.
My goodness.
So my board op, and rightly so, I decided to err, even though we were talking about female dogs, to err on the side of caution and dumped it out. So I can't say that word.
Now you know better.
I do.
Interesting. So, Leo, do you think that we should maybe take some calls?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Are we done with the links? Have we got everything
in
here?
Yes, we are done with the links.
All right.
There was a lot of them, but that was it.
All right. Let's say hi to Stryker F35. We've talked to Stryker before. In fact, pretty much everybody, I think, on the queue today is somebody we've talked to before on the show. Hey, Stryker.
Hey, Amber. Hey, Leo. This is Miles in Chandler, Nebraska.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hello there.
And I am doing just fine today. Had a beautiful 100-degree day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not so fun, but I get by. AC.
DC.
Do you have any cool links for us? Because, you know, we always make you.
Yes. Yes, I do. I have, call me lame, but I have been absolutely addicted to desktop tower defense. And they just released the new version, 1.5.
Isn't that great? Yeah, I love
it. It's just so much fun. I have wasted so much time.
Have you ever played this, Amber?
No.
It's a Flash game, desktop tower defense, if you do a Google for it. It's a game, actually, that was one of our picks on Mac Break Weekly. I think it was Alex Lindsay who mentioned this. And it's really fun. It's based on, is it Warcraft? I think it's Warcraft.
I think there was a Warcraft mod some time ago that did this kind of thing with towers.
And so the bad guys come at you, and you have to build your towers and position them. You only have limited resources. You have to do everything just right. And then, if you've done everything just right, the creeps come in, and you can fight them off. So there's a new one?
Yeah, it's a new version. I haven't played it a lot yet. I've been kind of busy today, but it seems really cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you probably shouldn't get involved. So I'm gonna do it right. Is this at 1.5? Yeah, I'm gonna do it right now. So I'm placing. Do you hear the pencil sounds? Actually, Amber, these are me placing guns. To defend because the creeps come in. And let me just put some more on. Oh, I'm running out of resources here. Okay, I'm gonna put another one in here. You put these in, and then you say, okay, start. And now the creeps are gonna start. They're coming in.
Whoa.
To attack. And hear that? The ping pong ball sound is me shooting them. And the idea is to get them before they get through. Because if they get through, then you lose points and eventually, or lives, and eventually you run out of lives. Oh, boy. Oh, I didn't do very well. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. There goes one. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh, oh.
It's, are you okay, Leo?
See, Miles knows it's not good. It's not good. Oh, dear.
It sucks you in. It's like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Isn't it fun? It's a game you cannot stop playing.
Leo, this is better than that event you didn't get invited to.
Yeah, I'd much rather sit here and play desktop tower defense like some poor pathetic loser. I could be talking to Tim O'Reilly right now and watching Larry Page take off as a helicopter, be choking on dust as Larry goes back to Google. No, I actually would much rather.
Leo, my feelings are hurt now.
No, I'm just teasing you, Miles. I'd much rather be here. You know that. I don't care.
Trust me, Miles. I think that he's telling the truth. I think he would rather be here with us.
There is, I think I've mentioned this before, but there are other versions of this. Kind of tower defense stuff. There's some really, it's really good. There's a TD, there's a whole bunch of TD Flash games that are, the one I like is TD Flash Element.
And it's, oh, that's excellent too.
You've played that. Yeah. So if you're a tower defense fan, there's a new one, upgraded. TD Tower Defense 1.5. Good pick, Miles. Don't play that now because you won't get anything done. Are you a student?
Yes.
Yes,
I am a student. I've actually turned in some late assignments thanks to Desktop Tower Defense.
Yep, exactly. That's an incomplete in the making. That's exactly why I am so glad I'm not growing up now, because I was bad enough when I was a kid in the late teens, 1919.
1940s.
Back in the 40s. You know, we had bridge, but now they've got just too many. I don't know how you get stuff done with all this stuff on your desktop.
I don't know how you get so much done, Leo. I need to.
Oh, my World of Warcraft guy's stuck at 22. I'm stuck. Anyway, thank you, Miles. That's a great
Thanks,
pick.
Miles.
We'll put.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Anything else? Is that it?
Real quick, I just found this. You should check out thegabbygeek.com. thegabbygeek.com. And it's interesting podcast. I've listened to a little bit of it and sounds, you know, maybe something to check out.
Does he sound like Gabby Hayes? I am the Gabby Geek. No, I'll have to listen to it. You're not the Gabby Geek, I take it.
No, there's somebody in the Stick'em chat room who very much would enjoy the plug. So I thought I would.
Oh, he's in the Stick'em.
Help her out a little bit.
That's me.
Okay, well, I'm looking in the Stick'em chat room. Who is it? What's his name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl's got
her
a. That's her podcast?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I know Cheryl. She's going to come visit us. She lives in Coquitlam. Where does she live? Coquitlam? No, somewhere in the frozen north. Where do you live, Cheryl? She lives way up north, and she's going to come down. She and her husband are going to come down and watch the lab next tape session. And she's doing a fitness ball exercise podcast. Is that the Gabby Geek?
Yeah, it looks like, yeah.
Oh, I have to listen
fitness
to it.
Fitness and health tips for the tech.
Yeah, for the tech. Oh, here comes. Here comes the Gabby Geek. Yes, Cheryl, she's the Gabby Geek. Watch out. Here she comes. She's the Gabby Geek. And any minute now, she's going to show you how to be the Gabby Geek. I don't know.
Okay, someone has to record that, and they have to send it to Cheryl, so that can be her new opening, because
wow.
I would definitely listen to that.
So far, I like it, but I haven't heard Cheryl yet. That's cool. Congratulations, Cheryl. I know she wanted to do that. TheGabbyGeek.com. She's great. She's a regular on all of our feeds. Thank you so much, Miles, as are you.
All right, Miles. Well, thank you, guys, for having me on the show, and have a good one.
Well, as you can tell, we really don't have much to talk about on the show today, so we're just basically filling with whatever we can.
Leo, what kind of positive attitude is that?
I'm bitter!
Am I going to have to fly out there and whip you into shape?
Yeah, you could. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Dane distracted me. I don't know. Do we have an Audible ad in this one or not? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I'll have to check. I'll do an Audible ad. Do you have a... Can you get Audible in Canada?
Yeah.
Audible.com?
Definitely.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Audible. Yeah. I know that our offer is U.S. only, unfortunately. A free book offer for a... Yeah, I'm sorry. Audible.com/twit is where you go. And we like to mention Audible books that you can get and listen to. And I didn't warn you about this. So you probably don't have a book.
I always have a book, Leo.
But I don't know if it's on Audible. What are you reading these days? Ooh. Did you ever read The Tipping Point?
I love that book.
Isn't that a great book?
And then I read Blink as well, which I liked.
Malcolm Gladwell. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And now I'm reading Al Gore's new book, The Assault on Reason.
That is also on Audible.
That is a really good book. And I just picked it up last week. And I am really enjoying it.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me just make sure. Yeah, it's on Audible. And it's read by Will Patton, not Will Pate.
Will Pate
from Command N is reading. No, it's available. Let's make that our book then.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about it because I haven't read it yet.
Okay. Well, I'm only about 100 pages in, but the gist of it, I mean, that I'm most interested in is how he talks about how television and television news is really consuming most people's thought patterns in the U.S. and elsewhere, in the sense that because people are watching so much television, they don't really have a chance to kind of think about different issues and to really learn about politics and to really engage in discussion. And so he talks about that a lot in his book. And
I think that's very true in the U.S. especially.
Exactly. And how television news a lot of times is being dumbed down and there's no debate. And I'm picking television news because that's really close. It kind of hits home with me, but he talks about other stuff in the book. But the idea is that we don't engage in enough sort of intellectual conversation with people and with communities. And then he talks about television as well as being this kind of one-way communication where you have anchors and news people who are just, you know, talking to the audience, but there's no way for the audience to talk back. And they're not necessarily choosing the stories that they should be choosing. They're choosing the stories that will help get more advertisers on the network and that type of thing. So I find that stuff really fascinating.
Well, it must be very interesting for you. You work in TV news.
Yes. Yeah, it's really interesting. And he talks a lot about, obviously, the internet being a great tool for democracy and how it can help people to really have a voice and to engage in conversation.
As long as we don't let the same thing happen to the internet.
Exactly. And he talks about that as well. He touches on net neutrality. So for anyone who is really into communications, I think it's a fantastic book to pick up, and into politics and into the media. He's really kind of attacking the media in a few different ways.
As somebody who's sitting and watching TV news being made, and I think it's a little different in Canada, frankly, but does this ring true for you? I mean, do you watch the process and say, this is what Al's describing?
It rings a little too true for me. And there's a couple of things I was underlining. I'm one of those people who reads a book and I underline all these passages or I'll highlight them. And there's a couple of things that he writes in the book that I think are particularly true about news media in Canada and I'm guessing the States as well. But he talked about how we're kind of obsessed with these stories that really don't have a lot of relevancy in terms of the way that we live in our lives. Like, we're obsessed with the Lindsay Lohans of the world and how news stations kind of milk these stories to death because, you know, it's easy, right? So it's easy to do a story about Paris Hilton, how she got, you know, she's been thrown in jail, and kind of milk that and keep it going. But really, at the end of the day, that's not what we should be talking about. So it's almost like you have a population in countries that's being completely diverted by the news media and being sucked in by all this crap. And they're not really having the time to kind of learn and be able to understand issues that are happening in the country and in the world as well, because news stations tend to not talk about stuff that they think is kind of boring or intellectual. But in fact, those are the things that I think that so many people do want to hear about. And that's why they're not necessarily watching TV news anymore. And they're going elsewhere for their information. So it rings really, very
really,
true.
Really interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to read it now. Well, I'll listen to it. And if you want to read it or listen to it, it's easier to listen. Just think about that. You can get it for free if you're in the U.S. I'm sorry, Amber. Audible.com/twit. It is a great way to read a book. I don't know if you've ever done it before. I think one of the reasons Audible wants you to try it is just because I think some people say, oh, I don't know if I could really read a book by listening to it. But believe me, if you're a podcast listener, you're already doing that kind of thing. And I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think people would really enjoy this book. So
good. Yeah, I could play a little sample. You want to hear a little sample?
Yeah, that would be great.
Right, let me see if I can push this button.
But for all of America's shortcomings in the past, we did usually strive to honor truth and reason. Our greatest president, Abraham Lincoln, said in 1838, when he and the United States were both very young, "Reason, cold, calculating, unimpassioned reason, must furnish all materials for our future support and defense."
I like Let that those- reader. I think he sounds pretty good.
He does sound great.
Yeah,
that's another thing they touch on the book, too, is that how people have lost their sense of being able to reason and think about things.
Yeah. And so we just accept whatever's told us.
We just accept. Yeah. So they'll talk about, how the government will do certain things that, 40 years ago might have engaged a huge reaction from people to go out and protest. And now something like that might happen. And it could be torturing people during interrogations or who knows what it might be. And now people don't feel compelled to do anything about it. They just sit there. They don't really care. They don't feel connected to it.
Yeah.
And he touches on that a lot as well.
And I have to say,
I'm loving it.
It sounds fun. I can't wait to read it. It's not just government, frankly. It comes from all sides. So I know some... I'm very liberal, but I know some very liberal people who believe whatever the left says as well. And you just got to engage your critical thinking and say, does that make sense? And do some research and think about it. And that's going to be just as true with the internet. I mean, I think, fortunately, people look at the internet and they know, first of all, there's a lot of different sources. And they know that it's not guaranteed true just because it's on the internet. I think that my generation grew up saying, well, it's true because it's in the New York Times. Or it's true because it's on CBS. I don't think this generation growing up with the internet will have that same problem. I hope not.
Well, and I think in part of the problem too, and he touches on this in the book, is that a lot of what we see, or almost everything that we see on television these days, is entertainment. It's there to entertain. And so they don't really get down to the issues. There's no analysis. There's no thought put into it. It's just like, how can we entertain people with flashy images and, sort of sensational stories and emotional stories. And none of it tends to get down to the core of like what I think people like to talk about and like people like to discuss and debate. And so in my mind, there's a lot of people who are going to the internet for that type of content, whether it's blogs or videos or podcasts. Like, there's actual content. And I mean, Leo, I think of even when we worked together on Tech TV, and you were always big on making sure that there was content, people were learning and evolving and developing skills and all that type of thing. I feel like that does not exist anywhere in television news that I've seen, except for maybe at like public broadcasters like the CBC, where they feel as though they have a responsibility to educate people and to tell them the story and to give both sides of the stories and all of that. Everything else, I think, is just it's all a big scam to really just entertain and to make money from advertisers.
Well, that's our book recommendation. This has been fun because it, Audible's sponsoring it, but it's a content segment that we're doing on all the shows. And what's great is everybody on Twitter is a great reader, and they're just a bunch of intellectuals. And so it's been really fun. We've been talking about books on the show. I hope you enjoy this. I mean, it really is our book segment, but we do thank Audible for inspiring it and for making it possible. If you want a free book, whether it's The Assault on Reason by Al Gore or any book on Audible's list, they have it unabridged, by the way, audible.com/twit. We do thank them for their support of our book group. I'm going to make a website, and we're going to, it's at the Twit Book Group. I've even talked to Audible about having a Twit Picks on the front page, and I think this is just so much fun. And this is exactly what you're saying, Amber. It really, for us, it's about ideas. It is about content.
It is about content. And, it's funny because we're all techies. We're all into the internet and we like little snippets and
we love
tiny
books.
Pieces of information. But we all like reading as well. So it's kind of a nice combination of the two.
Let's take another call. Star Solutions, welcome. You're next on Net at Night. Hi, Star Solutions.
Hi, Leo. Hi, Amber.
Hi there.
This is Chris from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Chris.
And I was talking in the IRC chat and during the show today. I did the Facebook app.
Oh.
And I was working with Sasha from
Bugle,
and we did get that working.
So it's a Twit app for Facebook. So if you're on Facebook,
awesome.
Just go to apps, go to browse more applications, and search for it. Is it Twit?
We haven't gotten it in the directory.
It's not
yet
in the directory.
It's new, but you go to apps.facebook.com/twitapp.
Twit app or Twit player?
Twit app.
Twit
we had
app.
To change it because of some problems.
Okay. So apps.facebook.com/twitapp. Is that right?
Yep.
And then you can install it on your Facebook. Oh, I see it. Log into the Twitter. That's wonderful. And what do I get? Am I going to get a player on my page?
Or yeah, it gives, in your profile, it gives you a box that has all the Twitch shows, and you click on one, and it'll play the most recent episode.
You the man, Chris!
Awesome!
You the man! Let me look at it. Oh, it's beautiful!
When will it be up, Leo, for everybody?
It is, right now.
Oh, it is? Okay, can you tell me, what is it again? Because I missed the...
apps.facebook.com. Oh, this is so good. Or you can just go to my page because it's on my page now. apps.facebook.com/twitapp, T-W-I-T-A-P-P. It's a simple install. Now, you know what you've got to add, Chris, is a button that says install this on my page. But look at it. It's got the album art.
No, it should be on your page once you log in. Once you go to that page, and it should be on your profile now.
That's awesome. Look at this. And I can play the shows. It's got the Twit player. You are good. Look at that. I'm playing the show. Oh, dude, what do I owe you?
Nothing. It didn't actually really take that long. It uses the player off your website, and then it goes and checks the RSS feed, so it'll update when you get a new show.
That's awesome. I just added it.
That blows me away. It's beautiful.
And we'll get it in the directory once. You have to have, I think, at least 5 people add it before we can put it in the directory.
Well, everybody add it to your Facebook. It's apps.facebook.com/twitapp. Or you go to Amber's Facebook, and well, you won't see it on my profile because I have a private profile. But how hard is it to develop apps for Facebook?
Are
they in PHP?
What
are they?
Do you want to go? Yeah, that's a PHP one, but you can do it in I think a couple other languages.
And there's a Facebook markup language, FBML.
Right, and then that just it's mostly HTML code, and it updates with a little page. And it wasn't too, that one wasn't too hard. Some of the ones that where you have to like have specific user data are a little harder to write. But
interesting. I mean, I think this is why there's an explosion of apps on Facebook. I mean, this is great.
This is awesome.
And it has.
I'm gonna
have
to get you to make a command N app.
I'm sure we could hire Chris to do it. We've got Twit Security Now, Net at Night, GizWiz, Floss Weekly, This Week in Media, This Week in Law, Mac Break Weekly, Windows Weekly, Jumping Monkeys. Are we missing anything? That's great.
I think there were like 2 more, but they didn't fit in the rows. Right?
You could take This Week in Media off because that's really not ours anymore. That's Can you now? If you change it, does it automatically update on my site, or do I have to reinstall?
It should automatically update. Facebook does some caching, so sometimes it takes a little while, but.
Well, you could take This Week in Media off because that's Alex's. That's a Pixel Core production. And what else is missing? What are the two that are missing? I don't even know what my own damn podcasts are. That's all right. Don't worry about it. We'll message back and forth. That is just so cool. Wow. As long as Amber's on there, I don't care.
Yeah, I have to get Sasha to
update
the code because he has it on his server.
Thank you, Sasha. Sasha's in Britain, and Chris... I thank you so much. That's really generous of you to do that.
No problem.
It is not a left side app. You have to put it in the right column so that it can go wide on you. That is really great. I owe you big time. All right, we're going to go to Ted because it's 2 a.m. Thank you so much, Chris.
All right.
Take care. Wow.
That's awesome.
We're going a little long because we had a long commercial in there. I want to get everybody in. Teddy SM. Tettle SM. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hungary.
Our Hungarian friend.
That's right.
Hello.
How are you? How are you, Eeyore and Amber?
I was a little,
Eeyore and Amber.
I was a little down today.
You must feel better now, though, Leo.
I do, now that I have a Twit app for Facebook. I bet O'Reilly doesn't have that.
O'Reilly's too busy hanging out with...
losers.
The losers at that.
Losers like Larry Page.
Yeah.
You know what? It's really, I want to say this. Our audience are the best people in tech. I'd rather hang out with the Twit army than, and you and the other Twit hosts than anybody else in tech.
Google Schmoogle.
Who needs foo? I've got fall. Friends of Leo.
You know that's going to catch on.
So what's up in Hungary these days? Or nights?
Oh, not fun. It's in the middle of the night. I'm sitting in a hotel room and... decided to listen and give you guys a call.
Bless you.
Before I get to my link, I would like to ask the king of Jaiku Leo, when is the new Nokia app due to come out?
Yeah, I've been using it in beta, and it's very good. You'll like it. It allows you to read comments. It allows you to post comments. It's got three pages, so there's much more detailed. I think it's very close to done. They've done a lot of fixes. I didn't ask Yuri. Yuri was at our party that we did on Tuesday. In fact, there's a good little video up on YouTube and on my Tumblr of the party that Dane did a great job. Dane Golden did a great job of editing. I didn't ask Yuri as a time frame because, you know, you never can. I'm sure he wouldn't give me. He wouldn't know. But I think it's just judging from having used it, it's very stable, very reliable. Should be out, I would expect, in the next week.
It looks really, really good.
Yeah, it's a big improvement. I'm telling you, Jaiku and Facebook, to me, this is my social life. Which may be a pathetic statement, I don't know. But it's all my friends are there, you know?
Well, it's okay, Leo.
I knew more about what was going on with you at your reunion than I knew what was going on in my own family.
Isn't that funny? Is that creepy? Or I mean, am I being creepy? I don't know. I mean, feel it's a little solipsistic, I guess, but I feel like you're all my friends, right? And we're just kind of chatting. I wish, Amber, you were on Jaiku more. I wish you'd do more Jaiku stuff.
Yeah, no, by the way, Amber Jaiku.
Don't feel guilty.
You said you were doing that to get on Facebook.
Yeah, don't feel guilty.
Now it's on Facebook, and Amber's still not doing Jaiku.
Right. You know what's nice
is
there's a Jaiku app for Facebook, which you uninstalled unaccountably, Amber. But anyway, and I know that because I see your feed. But it puts your Jaiku updates onto Facebook. What it doesn't do is put your RSS feeds and stuff, which is probably good. But it puts my Jaiku updates on there. So I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm a pathetic, lonely person sitting in an attic in the middle of nowhere. And all my friends are make-believe friends on Jaiku and Facebook.
Leo, we're real friends. It's okay.
Amber, I've met you. I know you're my friend, even though you're thousands of miles away and I haven't seen you in months. But I know...
It's horrible.
I know at least you exist.
I do.
And I've got a friend in Hungary. How are you going to stay
right
there? Are you there for good, for life, or you plan on coming back?
No, I'll go back. I'll go back in a few years.
Okay. So if I'm going to Hungary, I better hurry up.
That's right. But it's a great place. I'd love to show you around.
Oh, I'd love to go. What city? Budapest? Where do you live?
Well, I live a little south of Budapest, but at the moment I'm traveling on business, and I'm in a city on the western border of Hungary. I'm actually about 20 minutes away from Vienna, Austria.
Oh, see, I'd love to go. I've been to Vienna as a kid, but I haven't been in back.
Me too.
I'd love to go. But Mozart's home. So I'll go to Vienna. What's the great unknown, undiscovered secret for people going to Hungary that they should go see?
Everybody that goes to Hungary usually goes to, there's a lake in the middle of Hungary called the Balaton. And when you come to Hungary, you don't go there, but you go to the mountains that are just north of it. Everybody skips the mountains. Don't skip the mountains.
All right. Great to talk to you, Tim.
Good talking to you.
I was able to download an Audible.com book using the Audible.com.
Oh, really?
I used my Hungarian address. I didn't use any proxy. I just downloaded it. It worked.
Was it an American credit card?
No, it wasn't. I even used my Hungarian credit card on purpose to see if it would work, and it worked.
I don't know then. The agency tells me one thing. Others tell me, you know, our Australian fans can't do it. So I don't know. Try. I guess, yes, try. Audible.com/twit. And if it works, it's great. You get a free book.
It worked for me, and I really enjoy everything that you guys do.
What book did you download?
I've been actually very, very political. I was very curious about Barack Obama's new book.
Oh, yeah, I've got to read that, yeah.
Didn't want to take time to read it, so I downloaded it.
Is he reading it? Is it in his voice?
I don't know yet.
He's a great orator. Oh, you haven't started listening. Yeah, he's a great orator. I look forward to hearing him speak. I'm thinking he's going to be my candidate. I don't know yet, but I have to say I really like what he stands for. And anybody who chooses a Celine Dion song as their campaign song, I can't vote for. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
It's over.
I agree.
Hey, we thank everybody. Wait a minute, I got to say hi to Shuby. Shuby's in the house. Hey, Shuby Dooby. America's favorite high school junior. Are you there? Are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Shuby.
Hi, Shuby.
I had my phone on mute. Yeah, I'll save you a spot in line, Leo. Don't worry about it.
Are you going to be in Palo Alto?
Yeah, Palo Alto, I'll be there around 10 at night the night before.
What?
Don't worry about it.
There's not going to be anybody there, dude. It's going to be you, Alex, and Kevin in a sleeping bag. It's going to be nothing. You don't, you think there's going to be a line forming before midnight the day before?
No, I have no ride the day after. Oh, and I'm coming back from San Francisco. So
he's got a ride. So look, if you're in Palo Alto on University Avenue, beautiful area, look for poor Shuby, America's favorite high school junior, hanging out in front of the Apple store, skulking. Give him a pretzel or something.
Thank you. I'll be with Fred.
Oh, hey, Shuby, it's great to talk to you. I'll try to get down there. I can't leave you all alone.
All right. I got a site, actually.
Okay.
iPhoneApplicationList.com.
I know. I love that site. That there, believe it or not, there's already like a dozen iPhone applications.
Yeah.
There's a Twitter, whole Twitter page, but it's only one application. iPhone applications.
Application list.
iPhone application list.com. They're all in Safari, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Shuby, you're going to buy an iPhone.
Yes, I am. I went to Loops and Holes, but got out of my T-Mobile contract, and I'm set.
You really want one?
I do. If I don't like it, I'll sell it and get an N95.
Yeah, that's kind of the choice. An N95's dropped in price, so it's about the same now.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I can't. I'm going to get one because I have to, but I don't know if I'm going to like it or not.
You're going to love it, Leo.
You think so, Amber?
Yes.
I watched that 20-minute video on Apple's site, and actually, that made me want it more.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good video.
I expected that to kind of turn me off to it, but it actually made me want it more.
It's sleek.
It makes you want to lick it. All right, Shuby, we're going to let you go because we're way over time.
On that note.
We are way over time. Amber, I just adore you. I'm so glad you're here. You've cheered me up. I was an Eeyore at the beginning of the show, but now I'm merely a piglet. So, and maybe
cute.
I'll get to Christopher Robin before the end of the evening.
Yes, Leo. Lots of exciting stuff ahead.
It is exciting, and I can't wait to be on Web Nation. I'm thrilled that you asked me.
Well, I'm thrilled that you accepted, and
yes,
we'll have a grand old time.
Yes. Amber MacArthur, thank you for being here. I'm going to unmute you all in just a second, and you can all say goodnight. I'm Leo Laporte. We'll see you next week. We'll have the CEO of PageFlix. Amber will be on from Prince Edward Island, beautiful Charlottetown. Look forward to that. Everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Good night from Net at Night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night from Net at Night.
Good night, Leo.
Good night from 1oclockradio.com.
Amber.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Call for help. Yeah, we miss you. So popular, you know. Everybody wants to be with Amber. Everybody wants to be like her. Everybody surfing in Toronto.